We've had 111% growth in sales in the past 12 months. But guess what? We've had 76% less clients than last year. Because I focused on going to my existing clients and offering them more value. That's time that I never had before.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another BAM! Fighting episode of Fighting Entrepreneur. I'm really excited about today's episode because it's super relevant. You guys know I use this podcast selfishly to do my own, like, you know, get consults. Well, I'm literally, before I came on this podcast to film, I posted on my personal Facebook because I'm having this challenge. And I'm like, I want to fix this challenge. And I think our guest today might just fix this. Maybe I'll delete my Facebook post after that. Today's topic is how to build a virtual team on a skinny budget. Now, you might be immediately thinking, Anik, why the heck do you need to do anything on a skinny budget? You're right. At Learn, I'm totally spoiled. I don't. However, some of you may have noticed I launched a new brand recently. I'm having a ball with it. I'm having fun. But I made a rule for myself. I don't know why I did this. It was painful, but I'm learning a lot. And I said, no paid traffic for this brand. I cannot grow it with any paid traffic because I have never learned organic traffic in my life. I mean, way back, I did some SEO, gray, black hat. We don't talk about those times. But in the recent times, I've done nothing, right? And I have these followings on social media, but I don't do anything with them. So I decided to improve myself as an entrepreneur. I would go out and force myself to learn this. So at the time I'm filming this, it's insidemyhead.com. Go check it out. There's a personal newsletter. I send out newsletters kind of every day, but not every day. Then I have a Facebook group. You can be a part of the Facebook group if you join the newsletter. And it's been growing on its own. And sure enough, I'm really impressed with the quality of people I'm getting through the organic reach. So what that's done, though, is you'll realize with organic marketing, it creates a lot of work. I mean, there's stuff to be done. And so what I want to do, and I'm not monetizing inside my head at all, right? Like, I'm just not monetizing it yet. So I mean, everything I put into it is just money that I'm spending to learn, right? Which is the most valuable thing. So I also, with that, have become recently very addicted to TikTok. Now, I've been addicted as a consumer of TikTok for well over a year. I have no shame in admitting it, okay? If for those of you who think TikTok is just a bunch of girls dancing, it isn't. It is. I find more laughter on that platform. I mean, there is such cool stuff on there. But now I'd like to use it from a marketer standpoint. So I'm doing that. I got a Facebook group. I got other social media things I want to start doing. And all of a sudden, I said, oh my God, love filming content. Do not like everything that comes after that. So I went to the very person I know, my buddy Jeff J. Hunter, who is here today with us. And I said, dude, please come on this episode. Make it so I don't have to do any of this stuff anymore. I want to do only what I enjoy. I don't want to do all the other stuff. I want other professionals, experts to do it. So he's here today and he's going to share with us how to build a virtual team on a skinny budget. And just so you know, he's a founder of a VA staffing company that has 150 virtual team members. So I think he knows a little bit or two. I think I sent him a joke before this. I was like, not that you know anything about this stuff, but, you know, do some Google research. Also project manager of a Fortune 500 company in the past. So he just knows how to get things done. And he's here today to share with us that I met him, gosh, it's been about a couple years now, off of Facebook. You know, he made some snarky comment message somewhere, got my attention. I enjoyed it. I watched it. And since then, we've been friends. He's a returning fighter on The Fighting Entrepreneur. We've been in the ring before, had a good time. So without further ado, everyone, help me welcome to this podcast, Mr. Jeff J. Hunter. Jeff, thanks so much for being here, man.
Thank you. And you know what? I want to chime in on something you said earlier about TikTok. Obviously, you know, I love TikTok. I've gone viral many times on TikTok. I have over 3 million likes of my videos. I have over 100 million views. I have 130 something thousand followers, which it's not a lot, but it's not like you, but it's decent, right?
Dude, I have 850 followers right now on TikTok. I'll take your 130,000 any day.
But here's the thing. Here's what I love about what you said earlier. First off, I 100% agree with you that the most important part is about the learning, right? But the second piece too is that What when you force yourself to do organic rather than paid, it actually forces you to realize that you actually have to put out good stuff. Because when you pay, like, you can force people to watch your stuff, right? But when you're organic, your stuff has to be really good. It really has to draw people in, it has to captivate them, has to pique their curiosity, has to make them want to see more. Now, the majority of my followers on TikTok are because they wanted to see more. So that's the key. You have to make sure to grow your organic growth that you are giving people enough to want to see more.
And you know what? It's funny you say that. You're right. It's very, very important. And you know what it forces you to do? Here's a word, everybody. Here you go. Drum roll. Seriously. Research. Ah. You actually got to take a minute to figure out what the heck people care about. And you're right, with paid, you know, oh, I'm paying $7 a registration versus $5. Are we still profitable? Yes, great. I don't care. You know, with social organic, one video might go off to get 50,000 views while another one gets 500. You can't help but be like, hey, what did I do on the 50,000 one? Or what did that person do? Why do they have so many views on this? What are they talking about? All of a sudden you're learning, you're getting into the psychology of people. And that's making you into a better marketer, which now what's going to happen? You know, what's crazy, Jeff, is I'm going to take the topics that are doing really well. I'm going to turn those things into ads, and it's going to make my paid traffic perform at a much different level. Anyways, we could talk about this for a long time. That's not why we're here. So Jeff, if you don't mind, we're going to do the fighting entrepreneur oath. If you don't mind, I know you've taken it once before, so we'll have you take it again. If you just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jeff J. Hunter.
I, Jeff J. Hunter.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal my virtual team secrets.
And reveal the team secrets of the virtual entrepreneur.
All right. That's how you know you have an entrepreneur with a very low ability to follow instructions right there. At the end, he was like, I got to do my own thing. Love it. Okay, Jeff, I'm going to use a specific case study, and then we'll kind of reverse back ourselves into the training aspect of this. Here's where I am. I'm going to use TikTok very specifically. Everybody, use whatever. This isn't a podcast about TikTok, although we'll talk a lot about it because, again, it's high on my mind and that's what I do. I talk about whatever's on my mind here. But you could plug that out and put customer support in. You could plug that out. You could put book writing in. I mean, you can put anything in, okay? So with TikTok, I started about 2 weeks ago from the time that I'm filming this. And I've been exploring. Initially, I didn't do a lick of research. I just started talking about whatever I want to talk about. And that's fine. I was pretty happy with it. I was getting a couple hundred views. I had no followers. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, this is actually has organic reach. And other platforms don't have diddly. But then one of my buddies, Dan Da Silva, goes on TikTok and like first three videos, because he started around the same time as me, this guy becomes a freaking viral, you know, celebrity. I'm like, what the heck, man? I've had like 600 views. You just came out of nowhere and have had like 150,000 views. And he tells me about, hey, go look at what other people are doing. Go look at what topics. And I'm like, duh, why didn't I think of this? But then in comes research. Not something I particularly enjoy. I don't mind it, but if it's a daily part of my routine, it becomes tedious. Like, I like research when I want to do it. So if I'm for some reason at 3 a.m, I can't sleep and I feel like clicking around, that's great. But if it's every day, 3 p.m, I have to research for half an hour about something, I don't like it. So there's research, which is not something I enjoy, which helps us come up with the topics that seem to be performing well for other people. Just so everyone knows, my video views on average went from getting about 200 views per video to an average of 3,000. That is not even a joke. That's like 15x the number of views, all because the topics I'm doing now, I went and found ones that are already performing well. I didn't rip anyone's content, by the way. I do my own tips. I just take the topic. So it's worth it. The research is important. Then there's the content filming. Love it. Absolutely adore it. I got my iPhone. I've set it up. Boom, boom, boom. I get the videos. Then there's the editing. Then there's the uploading to TikTok. And then there's, of course, the community management, making sure we're replying to everybody, liking all their things and just growing it. Of all of that, Jeff, I only enjoy filming. I don't enjoy anything past that. Research is fun, but it was fun for the first hour when I was learning it. Now it's tedious. I would rather someone else do it. Filming it is fun, but I don't want to do any of the editing after that. I'd like to be able to just upload the video somewhere and know that it'll pop up on my TikTok when time is ready. So that's the first thing I want us to talk about. I want to go ahead and virtual staff this, not by spending thousands of dollars or ridiculous amounts of money. And then from there, you know, I can take what you teach me and, you know, do it for my Facebook group management or for do it for my Clubhouse following or whatever I do in the future. I don't know. So yeah, I'll turn it to you, man. I'm going to let you talk now.
There's a couple things here to be said. One is that the cool part about TikTok is that it doesn't require fancy production to do amazing things. You literally whip out your phone, you hit the record. So the fun part that you actually love is the best part, right? Like that's what's cool is like, even if I look at the videos that have gone viral for me, they've just been me whipping out my phone and capturing a cool moment. So here's something interesting. What I did not too long ago, I think one of my most recent viral videos, it has like 2 million views, is we're going down this road, me and my dad, and we're going down this country road, and there's this like giant mountainside, and inside the mountain is this door, two giant steel doors, and one of them's open, and it's completely tagged. Like there's like, it's like the street is tagged, spray paint everywhere. People have, you know, like mottos and sayings and whatever. And I was like, dude, like the urge for me to just stop and look inside was so insane. I was like, I bet everyone else is thinking the same thing, right? I bet everybody who sees this wants to go inside. So what I did was I whipped out my phone. My dad was driving. He was going slow. I whipped out my phone and I said, what the heck is this? And I recorded 4 seconds of myself going, what the heck is this? And I said, what is in there? Right. And then I zoomed in on it and I put text over the video, said, would you go in? Question mark. And there was thousands of comments like, yes. And then there were people like, oh, hell no, this is white people stuff. You know, it was like, no, this is why, you know, this is crazy, you know. And then there's people like, yes, I want to see what's in there. So then I made a second video and sadly disappointed everybody by showing them what was in there, which was basically nothing. but I went in there anyway. And that first video had 2 million views. Now, that's what's really interesting about the platform. I've gone viral for my video gaming chair and my computer and crazy things. Because see, one of the things to think about in organic is people like to see things that they're not used to, things that are abnormal. That's why sadly on the app, like people that have disabilities and things, like they get tons of views and likes and stuff because it's not normal. It's not normal. And that's the whole, you and I know each other also through my podcast, which I want to have you on, Savage Marketer. But the whole credence of my Savage Marketer brand is that if you want to do things normal, you can't expect average, you're going to expect average results, not savage results. Right. So there's one thing. So back into your delegation piece of it. This is actually something I had to find out the hard way is that when you go viral on TikTok, you get thousands and thousands of comments. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a really challenging part. And by the way, the most opportunistic time, because you have captured people's attention. They're engaging with your content. What you respond matters. Okay. This is the difference between a new follower. It's the difference between sending someone to your website for an affiliate link, which I know you know a lot about, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, I had a video where I went viral and I had, I want to say 20 million views within one day. And this one video, I'm sorry.
I said, wow.
Yeah. That was million. The gaming chair one that we talked about on the last podcast. Yeah. So I have this crazy $5,000 gaming chair. And I have another $5,000 in, you know, computer, another, you know, $1,200 and $1,500 in monitors and peripherals and stuff like that. And I just made this really cool video of me using it. And there was a funny voiceover of a guy saying, you know, now that I'm adult, I have adult money. You know, like, and what that means is that I can buy things I don't need, like this, right?
Yeah.
And people thought it was funny. It got 150,000 shares. Just that one video had 150,000 shares. But that was my first wake up call that I needed help. So I have an assistant, her name's Karen, and she logs into my TikTok account and she specifically goes and responds and likes every single comment, even the haters. All right. And a lot of people are saying, hey, where did you get the chair? Hey, where did you get the this? Where did you get that? So I built a website dedicated, and here's a great, you know, can I share my screen on here? Is it going to break?
Yeah, you can share it. Most are watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, click subscribe, like all that fun stuff. If you're listening to the car, in the car or while walking, just later on come to YouTube and you can see a screen. But yeah, go for it.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you guys can see what exactly I'm talking about and also how I strategically place. And you'll even see some videos that the public can't see because they're private videos, and I'll explain to you that as well. But this is my TikTok channel. Can you see it okay?
Yeah, perfect.
So I have 132,000 followers or so, 3.3 million likes now. It's gone up 300,000 since I last saw it. All right. So this is a perfect example. Here's that 2.1 million video I've shown you before. See it? So you're going along an abandoned road. You see this giant door. See that?
Yeah.
See my call to action? It's like for part two. See that?
Yep.
So all of these comments are not me. They're actually by my assistant. She logs into my account. She responds all of them, and you know, I don't have time for that. It's literally hours and hours. She actually spends probably 3 to 4 hours a day just because my videos are constantly getting tons of views. 2 million, 132, 564. You know, this one has this is just about a chicken sandwich. All I did was take a video of a chicken sandwich and I got 2,000 likes, you know. But the point is, you have to have something useful out of this. So if you'll notice, there's a link here that says jeffjhunter.com/TikTok. See that?
Yeah.
Now, here is the secret. So whatever I'm talking about in my videos, if it goes viral, if things go viral, I usually add to this page. So this is my gaming rig that went viral. And people always ask, dude, where did you get the rig? Well, these monitor and gaming PC and the chair, these are all Amazon affiliate links, right? So I'm monetizing my TikTok by, you know, here's other things. And it talks about stuff that's going on. And it also uses, you know, I leverage this to boost my authority and credibility. And I'm actually leveraging it to get other people on my podcast. And I'm leveraging it to get opportunities. I've already got now a bunch of sponsored, especially for video game stuff or headsets, speakers. I've had companies reach out to me, pay me money, and send me product. Little bonus, right?
Yeah.
So on to the part you wanted to hear about, the delegation piece. I didn't know what I needed to delegate until it started breaking, right? So you're getting a head start here. I know now what the problem is. The problem is the comments. That's the biggest thing, because those are opportunities where people are like, hey, where did you get something? And you can send them. And that's where you need to update your profile link, right? Like, hey, look, the link is in the profile, because you can't put links. I mean, you can put links in the comment, but you can't click on them, right? Mm. So for me, I have somebody who's on my web team who like actually helps. And an assistant can do this, by the way, in WordPress or whatever it is. You can go in there and update your link. But what I do now is I have a little link shortener thing that all my affiliate links and stuff are tracked on a spreadsheet. So all of those links on that page actually go to a specific Amazon link or whatever my affiliate link is. And then I'm basically having my assistant respond saying, hey, the link is in the profile, right? Mm. So that's like hours and hours and hours of stuff. Now, so that's the one piece. The second piece was what you said earlier, research. The cool part about research on the app is that it's fun, because research is actually just scrolling on TikTok and seeing what videos are going viral. That's what it is. And then you basically jot down. What I do is I actually send a message. So I'll share it to my assistant. so that it's kind of like in our message exchange back and forth. So I have a record of things. Another trick that you want to learn is to save audios, because a lot of times when you go viral on there, it's actually piggybacking on top of a trend that's already hot. So a great example of that is, I'll whip out my phone for you so you can see. I use the bookmark feature on the sounds. This is a little trick that I've got. So here's my cell phone. I don't know if you, you can't see that because of the green screen, but you can actually go to a video and you can like it, but that's not the best. The best way is to click on the very bottom of a video, and on the very bottom right of a video, you'll see the audio. You click on the audio, you save the audio, and then you use that. And then you can basically use those trends, and that's what gets it. So like, here's 132,000 views on this little video right here. And all I did was copy somebody's trend. All right, sharing my screen one more time here. There it is. So see this one that says, "How did I land you?" right here?
Yeah.
So this "How did I land you" video is stealing the audio. I don't know if you can hear this or not. Actually, let me reshare it with audio on. Share with audio. There we go. All right. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Hopefully the sound will come on. But "How did I land you?"
You ever look at your person and think to yourself, "Wow, how did I land you? You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life, and I'm so grateful for you." Right? You ever look at your person?
So the point is that I just popped onto an audio, and by the way, I use sarcasm a lot, right? Mm. Like, the point is, if you look at that, like, my wife, who probably looks at me in my gaming chair and thinks I'm the most ridiculous person in the world, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay. So, but the research you said you like to do yourself. So I want to kind of tailor the conversation a little bit away from, you know, TikTok and killing it on that. Although that's a separate debate. I mean, separate conversation I'd love to have. Let me ask you a question. Can there be one person that I bring on that is just like my TikTok person? So they are going to do the research, they're going to do the liking and commenting, they're going to do the video editing, they're going to do the uploading, and you know, their track record and how we're going to measure whether they're doing good or not is literally my follow number. Like, get me more followers, obviously within a realm of interest, but I guess talk to me about that.
I would say that you could probably have all of that except for the video editing itself. And the reason why I say that is because you don't need video editing on the app. All you need to do is look at what someone's doing and then do your own version of it. And it doesn't take a lot of time. Like, most of my videos take me less than 10 minutes to do, because it's just, once I have the idea, sometimes I have to reshoot it because I don't do it right, or, you know, it doesn't look right and you reshoot it. But
so I'll tell you, like with mine, the way my videos are going is I do content. So I might do like 5 tips. I record them separately because I'm looking at my notes or whatever. So it's really 5 or 6 videos that need to be put together to be made into one video with some text notes and a title slide at the beginning. So when I say video editing, I'm not talking about like video studio, like this thing here. I'm talking about literally like, hey, here are 6 videos that become one. I mean, anyone can do it. Like, it's not a video editor. It's just someone who knows how to use an app on a phone to knit it together. It's just that process can take me 10, 15 minutes. And I just don't, you know, that's 10, 15 minutes. I'd rather not.
Thing, that type of content, it's not the best content for TikTok. So I wouldn't recommend doing that at all. What I would do is like, videos that do really well on TikTok are actually in-app text. So for example, if you wanted to do 5 tips or whatever, right? You could say, you could use the in-app thing to say, you know, 5 tips on becoming rich, or whatever you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And then you don't even have to have anything written yet. You just hit the record button, okay? Or you it doesn't even have to be on the, you could actually do this outside of the app. You can record using your phone outside the app, set up a little phone tripod, and you could do this. And you use a cool audio, and boom, right? Now you've got 5 tips. You pointed to them, you go back in, and all you have to do is just click on text, put it where you point, and there's your five tips. Boom, 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 boom.
So, okay, so pause right there. I don't want to do that. So let's play that further. I don't want to do that.
That's what goes viral on TikTok. So if you don't want to do that, you're not going to go viral on TikTok. That's the stuff that people want. And that's the difference between the page.
Jeff, stop. You got to pause. You're talking about TikTok. I want to get off of going viral on TikTok. I'm not talking about TikTok as an app anymore. So what I'm saying is that editing part. I'm happy to do the video the way you said it. I just want to do the editing part. Is there a way to do that off? So let's say you've got me doing this and that, right? Like, I agree. So one thing I do want to take a minute to share with everybody is everything's not about going viral, right? Because sometimes, I mean, I can start dancing right now. I'm sure that'll go viral, but that's not something I care to do. I don't want that audience. They're not going to help my business or my eventual goal. So to a degree, I am going to balance what topics I cover with what, you know, because I might rather appreciate 1,000 views of a topic that really means something to my business versus 100,000 views of me, I don't know, you know, climbing a tree. But still, having said that, I agree with you. There's different ways to do videos, right? So like, I agree, like one where you're pointing, like attached to a good music, I can still get my message off. I can still have relevant content. Is there a way though that I could do this and have someone step in and do the editing over it so that for me, it's like an assistant gets, hey, here's five, you know, here's the five tips. Here is that raw video. Go make it happen and put it up. Or are you saying, hey, TikTok doesn't really work that way. You couldn't have like a shared account with two people editing one video type of thing.
So you could, if it wasn't TikTok specific, then that would be just fine. Like, just okay. Like you're doing, just like you and I are both doing for our podcast. We have a team that's virtual that goes and basically finds the clips, chops them up, makes them good, puts some captions on it. That stuff works, but it doesn't get that virality factor. So, but like you said, a lot of times it's very important to build the brand over the virality, right? So that's definitely key. So what you said is very valid and very important. And to what I was speaking before is specifically about TikTok. Because I think that the problem that most people have, the reason why they don't get the views is that they're not really being specific to the platform. Like the content you're doing on Instagram is different than the content you're doing on TikTok. Different audiences, different reception, and different expectations, right? And so that's the thing too, is when you're going from the paid to organic, which was really, really a challenge. And see, you have such a huge advantage though, because you already have a great following. You have a great user base. So you're able to drive that. You're like, hey, look, I just started my TikTok account, whatever. Like for me, you know, I didn't have that. I was at nothing. And my very first video going viral was actually of me throwing my nephew in a pool and him swimming out. And he's only like a year and a half old. So people were tripping out. My sister was training her son how to swim at like a year old. Right.
Wow.
So that was my first taste of saying, oh, wow, that's what people want. They want crazy stuff. So, yes. So but on the other side of it, like, a person who's doing your comments and who's logging into your account, checking your messages and sending links to people in the comment section, that's going to be a completely different thing than a video editor, for example. So like, obviously, as you introduced, I have 150 people on my team, and that's because each of them are doing what they love to do the most. And that's the real key, by the way, now that we're switching gears to the virtual team stuff, the real key is making sure that people actually enjoy what they're doing. And it's something that they can wake up every day. Just like you and I wake up every day, we love our job. Everyone that works for us, we want that. We want them to have an amazing life. So I like to hire video people. I have four video editors on my team that love making videos, right? So I would say my caution would be just if you're hiring someone to be your assistant on social media, see if video is something they want to do. If they don't make them do it. Get a video editor.
Got it. So specific to TikTok, because right now I'm trying to get a virtual assistant on for helping me grow my TikTok side. You're saying TikTok doesn't require video editing, so you don't need that. What you really need is just, so what I'm hearing from you is, hey, listen, if you want to grow on TikTok, the two things you need to be ready to do is the research and the filming. Filming kind of comes along with the editing. So yes, it is going to take 10, 15, 20 minutes per video tops, right? If you do it the way, the part that you can automate and that you can outsource is the is the commenting and the likes and all of that, which I mean, I think that makes sense. That's a very simple skill, and I don't think that's something that, you know, we didn't even need to discuss too much in detail. Let's change gears, because, you know, I want to, about 5 or 10 minutes, and then we're going to wrap up. But I'm gonna rapid fire some questions at you to really get people some help on understanding virtual team members, especially team members that are not in the United States. So let's say I'm looking to bring on a social media virtual team member full-time with me, doing the stuff that they love. What am I expecting to spend, roughly, for a good person? I'm not bargain shopping. I really want a good person.
Yeah, well, I think the big address here is that a lot of people, they'll try to find like people from like Upwork, Fiverr, online jobs, things like that. And depending on where you're looking at, you know, there's the Philippines, which for me is the number one resource. You know, India is really great. You have some places, depending, you know, in some areas of Southeast Asia. If you're looking for people that, now the reason why I like the Philippines is because they have a really strong work ethic, and the internet is a lot better there now than it ever was. When I first started VA Staffer back in 2013, 2014, the internet in the Philippines was really bad. It was very hard for me to really have reliable quality people. Now today, it's really incredible. I just hired 11 people today, right before this call, actually.
All so of your 150, are most of them from Philippines, or all of them from Philippines?
They like 90% of them, yeah.
Oh, wow. Got it.
Yeah.
So
back to your question though,
yeah,
you know, it's very important. So this is the part that it's not going to make anybody listening very happy, because it takes work. I've found that the best way to hire people is not to have a job application. I don't hire people looking for a job. I recruit them, and I have a person on my team, and that's her job. Her name's Liz, and her job is to recruit people. So we, you know, me coming from the technology world, like you introduced me, I used to be a project manager for a Fortune 500 company. You know, very rarely would people apply for a job because it's open. They apply for the job because they open the job because they find somebody that they want for that job, you know? So they'll say, yeah, hey, look, we're going to open up this position for you to apply, right? And that's what we do. So we find really quality people that are already doing similar roles. So LinkedIn is actually a great place to find people. And the huge advantage that I have right now is that I have 150 people on my team, and they are usually the most successful people in their, not just family, but their whole network circle. I pay them more than anyone in their family is getting paid, and their friends. So they all want to work for me. So we have a very rigorous recruitment process that has an application process that is experiential. So for example, if we're hiring you to become an executive assistant, we have very specific trainings, like how to take meeting minutes for calls, right? How to do research, online research, how to do very, very specific things. And we give them training exercises to do. They actually have to go through the training and pass the test before they even get to an interview.
Yeah.
So Jeff, going back to the original question though, because I want to do some rapid fire questioning. Like I totally understand what you're saying about needing to train them, and that is the key. Also, by the way, recruit not people that are looking. Every single person at the Learn team, we did that, and we use a LinkedIn recruiter tool. We pay $40,000 a year for this tool that we have. We consistently believe in that. Great talent's not usually out on Indeed and all those places. So 100% with you. I'm trying to draw some reference, some differences though, so people can understand, especially like myself or anyone, is what is the expected range that a good person in the Philippines, like you mentioned, hey, I pay my people more so that they're happy and you know, but I have no idea what that is. Like, what is a good salary range for someone there?
So it depends on where people are at, what their experience is, but I will tell you that the majority of the people that already have skills. Now, there's a difference between hiring someone who's already skilled in something. You're going to expect to pay more than someone who you have to train up, right? So like a starting position for me, for example, in the company is like, you know, $500 to $750 a month. You know, that's like a very starting salary, or, you know, we don't technically have salaries because we don't have employees, you know, right. everybody's virtual.
Sure.
But then we have, you know, people on the team that make thousands of dollars, right? So it depends on where they're at. And of course now my wife wants to call me.
And that's true in any case. I mean, that's true with local hiring, local consultants. So yeah, that's why I said range is great. And you said, you know,
the thing though is that this is what I love about this right now. And it's almost sad to say as an American. But like right now we're kind of reaching this new entrepreneurial stage to where people are tired of working at the office. And this is international. This is a completely international phenomenon right now, because what I'm able to do, I'm attracting people that are working at corporations like Shopify and Canva, right? Like the people that are on our social media design team, recruitment team, they're from Canva, you know, so they already know how to do, you know, their support people that work for these technology companies. So they're already in the mix, but see, they're having to commute an hour back and forth to work and stuff like that. And I know what those people are getting paid. So I come in and say, hey, look, how would you like to work only 8 hours a day instead of mandatory overtime? Like I know everyone in the Philippines works 6 days a week, mandatory overtime. And you can make 2 times more than you're making right now. And you can work right here at home in your pajamas, right? Yeah. And that's a really strong offer. And I think that's the thing is I don't actually hire, ironically, we have 150 people on our team, but I don't hire virtual assistants. I don't hire virtual assistants because they're already brainwashed and told what a virtual assistant is by these virtual assistant groups on Facebook and stuff that teach them that to become a successful virtual assistant, you have to juggle 7 to 10 different clients for $1,000 retainers, right? I don't want that. I want someone who's dedicated and committed to me and wants to grow with me and not like be a freelancer. I don't hire freelancers.
So let's say, because already as I'm listening, I'm like, I don't want to do any of this. It sounds like a lot of work. Where can someone come to just work directly with you?
So vastaffer.com, if you're like, hey, you know what, I don't want to recruit, I don't have the connections to recruit, this is a pain in the butt, vastaffer.com. We actually have an activity on our website. I call it the Freedom Plan, because a lot of people, they don't know what to delegate. That's usually the biggest thing, right? I mean, you obviously have been doing this a while, you know what the heck you're doing, you know what to delegate, you have specific things, but most people don't know. But I'm going to leave with these 4 tips. There's 4 real pieces of your life that you should be delegating out, or at least putting a plan together on how you're going to address it. The easiest one to address is what we talked about a lot today, repetitive tasks. Entrepreneurs are spending a lot of time on repetitive tasks. You know, instead of actually focusing on the business, they're running the business, doing the day-to-day activities, right? You and I know that. I mean, it's incredible. Like when I talk to an entrepreneur and I just ask them like what their typical day is like, and I listen and I'm like, man, I ain't got time for that. Right.
Yeah.
So repetitive tasks, email management, you know, doing your commenting on your social media, building those connections on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, you know, like that's something we didn't even talk about, but just having an assistant go in and you have specific people that you know could be potential clients and just connecting with them and liking and commenting on their stuff so that you show up every day and they're like, hey, what's this guy about? Right.
Yeah.
The second thing that I do is I look for what is the challenging things that are really holding you back. For example, I suck at funnels. I suck at email marketing campaigns, right? Even though I love copywriting, it's very hard for me to sit down and just like knock out a sales letter or something. So like I have copywriters, I have graphic designers. I don't do any of that stuff because I suck at graphic design, right? So you get rid of the repetitive stuff. You put a game plan together for challenging stuff. The third one people don't like to talk about is the neglected stuff. What is it that you know you should be doing for your business, but you're not doing it, right? Like maybe it is social media. Maybe it is launching that podcast. What are the things that you know that if you started and if you even had some support to help you do that, or maybe even free you up so you could do that, that's important. And the last thing, which sadly most entrepreneurs don't do at all, is the most valuable things for their business. What's the most valuable things in your business? Is it going on web? Is it going doing webinars? Is it speaking at events? Is it doing sales calls? Is it building relationships with your already existing clients? You know what? We've had 111% growth in sales in the past 12 months, but wow. Guess what? We've had 76% less clients than last year because I focused on going to my existing clients and offering them more value.
Mm.
That's time that I never had before. Just, you know how crazy it is if you just reached out to your clients and said, hey, how's things going over there? How can I support you? How are things going with what? And they're like, wow, thank you so much. Yeah, actually, I'd like to launch a new website, Jeff. Yeah, actually, I need a new assistant for this.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love the four-part breakdown. That's super important because I'm thinking to myself, there's definitely things that fall in the repetitive tasks. Challenging, I would say for me, this is highly just relevant to me. I don't have that because I have great team that are full-time leadership that handle the challenging. Neglected, there's social media for me. I mean, it comes up loud is organic social media, SEO, even my podcast. We don't transcribe it. We don't SEO. We don't do anything with it. We just put it out, which is great. And then the last one, most valuable things. It's funny you mentioned this because one of the things it's super valuable in our businesses are my relationships and my connections and my network. And I've always wanted to do this thing where I set up like, you know, random little gifts, sending people random stuff in the mail and just, you know, to kind of keep myself fresh in their mind. And it takes time to do it. And here I'm thinking this could completely be automated by a great, you know, virtual team member. And I've been putting it off and it's worth every dime. And so I actually know exactly where I would come to you if I wanted to come to you. There's a few things I really want to highlight, everybody. Unfortunately, we are coming to a close here because of the time, but there's some golden nuggets we took away. One is I do want to encourage everyone to go to vastaffer.com and engage with Jeff. The reason Jeff is here and the reason I had him come on today was because I know he knows what he's doing. When it comes to virtual team staffing, he's the only person that, it's not even like the name that comes to mind. It's the only name that comes to mind. The other thing we took away was where I could not agree more with him is if you haven't yet, if you're really thinking about doing this on your own, there's a tool called Recruiter Lite. At least get that. It's $100 a month. I mean, you don't have to spend 40 grand a year like I do. We recruit a lot. So we needed a different level of access. You can go to this tool and you can specify locations, skill sets, job roles. I mean, it's insane, and get down to a key set of people that you could communicate with. So don't necessarily just, a lot of people just go straight to like onlinejobs.ph or Upwork or all these sites. And that's what I've done in the past. To be very honest with you, Jeff, that was my biggest aha moment today on the interview. It's just like, I should do with the virtual team what I do with my on-site team. And I've always not done that. And I've had bad experience. I've gone to like up freelance websites and I genuinely have had a bad experience. I went to Philippines because of individuals like yourself, friends who say it's great. And I've had horrible experiences. I can't tell you how many of my virtual staff I've tried to hire in the Philippines, India, or any of those areas. Their kids, I don't know what it is. Something about me, I just make their kids sick the next day or the third day or the fourth day. They're not showing up to work. They got to take care of their child. It's not well. Their laptop fell apart. But you're 100% right. If I apply the same philosophy I do for my on-site team there, it would work. So that was one thing, guys. Philippines, okay. Recruit, don't look for, you know, don't just go out and go to these freelance websites. We understood that, hey, at least $5 to $750 a month, but there are, you know, experience pays. Like if they have more, pay them more. And the four types of tasks you can be doing, repetitive tasks, challenging, neglected, most valuable things. Hey, Jeff, one thing, if people want to follow you on TikTok or any of your other social media profiles, what do they type in? I didn't catch your handle.
You know what? I just got Google verified last year. So
if you just
go to Google and type in Jeff J. Hunter, it'll have like all my little profiles on there. You can check me out. Some are better than others. I don't have a, you know, huge YouTube following or anything, but my TikTok's cool.
That's awesome.
But also, yeah. I really love LinkedIn. So if you guys want to connect with me on LinkedIn, just Jeff J. Hunter on pretty much all the platforms.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense for what the role that you're in is LinkedIn would be great for you. So again, everybody, not every social media platform is right for everybody. And that's something to take away too. So go to google.com, type in Jeff J. Hunter. You'll get all the social media profiles, vastaffer.com to connect with him directly. Jeff, thanks so much for being on today, man. It was a fun chat. I'm going to change the title of the episode now because I have to. It's going to be how to build a virtual team on a skinny budget plus TikTok tricks, because we spent a good amount of time talking about that. So it was awesome. Great stuff. Thank you, everybody. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Make sure you click subscribe below, click the thumbs up icon, click all that fun stuff. Leave us a great review and go to onicpodcast.com to binge listen to all of our episodes. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.